This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When the U.S. decides to take off against foreign government corruption, it may find its case never gets off the ground. This all began when the U.S. decided to seize a $38 million Gulfstream jet belonging to Teodoro, the son of the president of Equatorial Guinea. The U.S. government argued that Teodoro abused his position as Minister of Forestry and Agriculture in his father's administration to extort U.S. companies doing business in the oil-rich nation. The government alleged the Gulfstream jet was just the tip of the iceberg, with the 45-year-old Teodoro also owning 8 Ferraris, 7 Rolls Royces, 5 Bentleys, 4 Mercedes, a Porsche, 2 Lamborghinis, an Aston Martin, and even a glove once worn by Michael Jackson, for which he paid $275,000. But the court ruled while Teodoro clearly lives beyond his means, unless there's specific evidence the jet is traceable to illicit activity, the case must be dismissed. So under our system, even if you break the rule of law still applies, and it looks like slime pays. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.